Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Glenn Harness with Health and Wellness. Did you know that Vanderbilt has a hearing conservation program for workers who are exposed to high sound levels? Sherry Spray, a registered nurse who's also a certified occupational health nurse at the Occupational Health Clinic, talks to us today about that program. Sherry, can you tell me exactly what a hearing conservation program is?
Well, Glenn, every year approximately 30 million people in the United States are occupationally exposed to hazardous noise. Fortunately, the incidence of noise-reduced hearing loss can be reduced or eliminated through the successful application of engineering controls and a hearing conservation program. Vanderbilt faculty and staff who are exposed to high levels of noise at work will have a hearing test when they start working. The hearing test is repeated every year for as long as the person is exposed to high levels of noise. By testing hearing every year and comparing the results to the first test, we can identify small changes in hearing and add additional safeguards to the workplace. Individual and departmental exposure to noise is monitored under the direction of Vanderbilt Environmental Health and Safety. Steps in hearing conservation include to reduce noise produced by machines, like by adding noise insulation. Secondly would be to monitor the noise levels to determine if they exceed safe levels of 85 decibels. Next would be to provide noise-reducing products, such as earplugs or muffs, to staff who work in a noisy area. Then we would educate employees about the effects of high noise on hearing and teach them how to prevent hearing loss by using noise-reducing products. The last step would be to monitor staff with a hearing test to determine if any additional measures are needed.
How do I know if the amount of noise I'm exposed to is too much?
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration requires noise in the workplace to be below 90 decibels over an 8-hour shift. The measurement for this method is called time-weighted average. If the noise is measured at 85 decibels, the employer must have a hearing conservation program for employees in those work areas. Just to give you an example, a standard lawnmower puts out about 85 decibels of noise.
What departments are included in the hearing conservation program?
Well, currently we have Lifelight, pediatric respiratory therapist, and pediatric neonatology faculty and staff who transport patients in aircraft. We have medical and university shop members who work around loud machinery and animal care staff who also work around loud machinery. These departments receive free hearing tests through the Occupational Health Clinic.
Do I need any training if my job and department is in the Occupational Health Clinic Hearing Conservation Program?
Training is very important for all employees in the Hearing Conservation Program. Faculty and staff who have potential exposure to occupational noise undergo initial and annual training under the direction of Vanderbilt Environmental Health and Safety. Employees who understand the reasons for the Hearing Conservation Program and the need to protect their hearing will be more likely to wear their hearing protection and be in compliance with their baseline and annual hearing test. The training includes the effects of noise, the purpose, advantages, and disadvantages of various types of hearing protection, the selection, fit, and care of their hearing protection, and the purpose and procedures of hearing testing.
When you give me the hearing test, what exactly happens? What should I expect when I get that?
Well, when you come to occupational health, you will be asked questions about any past ear or hearing problems and all sources of high noise at home and at work. We will examine your ears to look for any health condition that might cause a change in your hearing. Most hearing tests are done in our soundproof booth at Occupational Health Clinic. Occasionally, testing is done at the Vanderbilt Speech and Hearing Center. If your annual test shows a change in hearing levels, we will repeat it within 30 days to determine if the change is permanent. A significant change in your hearing is called a standard threshold shift, which we refer to as a STS.
Then what happens if your annual hearing test shows a confirmed change in your hearing?
Once an employee has a confirmed standard threshold shift in their hearing, Vanderbilt Occupational Health Clinic will notify Vanderbilt Environmental Health and Safety to refit that employee with a hearing protection device that gives added protection and show them how to use it. Work with the department supervisor to assure that the employee wears hearing protection, and then we will have to report the standard threshold shift to the Medical Center Safety Committee, Risk Management, Vanderbilt Environmental Health and Safety, and to the department head so that the further safety measures may be implemented in the department if needed. So to avoid an STS or hearing loss, be sure and stay safe, use your hearing protection, and call the Occupational Health Clinic at 936-0955 if it is time for you to schedule your hearing test.
Thanks a lot for talking to me today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for listening. If you have any comments or story suggestions, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu or visit our website, www.healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu, and click on the podcast link.